He is a running back for the Green Bay Packers. 66 yards from scrimmage and a couple of touchdowns in that win over Seattle. For the season, over 1,000 yards rushing. He tied for the NFL lead in rushing TDs during the regular season with 16. More than 1,500 yards from scrimmage and 19 total touchdowns. 182nd pick overall in 2017 out of UTEP. And you've got the NFC Championship game. It's at San Francisco on Sunday. The Packers travel there. We are joined by Green Bay running back Aaron Jones. Aaron, it is so good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Aaron, thanks for doing it. So we're about 48 hours out from the NFC Championship game. As an example, I had Tennessee Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard on the show yesterday. He was talking about how the week before a championship game is a little different. How does this week feel to you? Is it just like a regular game week, or do you feel like it's a lot more intense because of the great opportunity that you have in front of you?
I know we have a great opportunity for us, but to me it just felt like a game. You could tell that it's amped up, though. The focus, the details, the energy, everything's amped up. But, you know, you still got to go out there and play the game. So it's at the end of the day, it's a game.
So what about this team? For instance, what's it say about your team, Aaron, that you guys were able to turn it around so quickly from last year where you didn't make the postseason and now you're back with a shot at the NFC Championship game? How did you get squared away and get this thing turned around as quickly as you did?
Our leaders, coaching staff, and the guys upstairs and all the guys in the locker room. So I'd say it was a whole team effort. We know the kind of team we wanted to be, and we know the expectations that are set around here and in Green Bay and in Lambeau. So we have a lot to look up to and a lot to go after.
Aaron Jones, my guest. Speaking of that, you're talking about the expectations around here and around Lambeau. You and Za'Darius Smith were at the Bucs game earlier this week, and then a huge Go Pack Go chant broke out. How great did that feel, and what's your sense as to what this means to the community and the Packer fans?
Oh, man, it means everything. You're at an NBA basketball game, and you start hearing NFL chant, a Go Pack Go chant, and there's only two of us there, and it just shows the love, the respect, and the great fans we have here in Wisconsin and all around the world.
Talking Aaron Jones of the Packers, I'm going to argue also that you and the team are not there. You're not in this spot if you don't have the game that you had on Sunday. Can you take me back before the game? Like, what was the mood like going into it, and what was your mindset personally as you hit the field?
The mood was we were all excited to be there, but we know work wasn't done. We want to keep advancing. We want to keep playing and get down to Miami. But we got to take it one game at a time, and we knew that. So we knew if we handled business, we'd set ourselves up to be in better position to get to where we wanted to be.
And then you scored twice in the second quarter on drives that completely changed that game. What did you see on that first down, and how important was it to get off to that quick lead, that early lead?
Oh, I mean, it's a fast start. I feel like you jump out on them. You kind of set the tone early. And you're letting them know that, hey, it's going to be a long day. So I feel like that jump started everything. The first carry, take it 20 to 25 yards. Like I said, just setting the tone, and I want to be that for my team.
Packers running back Aaron Jones, my guest. Now, you and I have talked in the past about your hometown of El Paso and how much pride you have in that city. After you scored on Sunday, you flashed 915, the El Paso area code. So how much does it mean to you to be representing them on the biggest stage, and then to be able to shout out to everybody back home?
It means everything to me. My city's been behind me since I went to middle school, high school, college there, so they've always supported me, been behind me. We haven't had too many people make it to this level or this far, so to bring them on this journey with me is something special. I know I have their support, and they're showing me nothing but love, but I want to continue to show the love to my city and the people who continue to support me. So just putting on for them.
Packers and Niners in the NFC Championship game this weekend in San Francisco. Green Bay running back Aaron Jones, my guest. You know, I know you pride yourself on playing a complete game. So in addition to the TDs, there was also the pass protection that you had on that huge pass from Aaron to Jimmy Graham. How much pride then do you take in your pass protection? In other words, if you've got a huge block on a critical play, does that feel as good as a touchdown or a run or a huge run?
It might feel a little bit better just for me because coming in, that was one thing always everybody said about me, that I couldn't pass protect and I couldn't do that, couldn't do this. But so I treasure that a little bit more, and even just knowing it was like to seal the game on a big, to make it a big first down, was even more at it.
You know, Aaron, then the numbers, though. I mean, there's certain things that show up on a stat sheet and some things that don't. But I mentioned your numbers off the very top. And as we've talked about in the past, you've been putting up numbers ever since you arrived in the league. But you weren't getting a ton of touches initially. And it became a thing that Packer fans were getting more and more upset about. And then you finally get the opportunity this year. I know you're not about your numbers, but how special did it feel to know that the offense was counting on you and that you could deliver in the way you have?
It felt very special. I mean, last year was kind of tough sitting there, and you want to be on the field, and like your team in certain situations, and you can feel like you can help, but you're not given the opportunity. And then you flip it to this year, you're given the opportunity. They're depending on you, so you know you got to make it go happen. And it's just a good feeling knowing that they trust you and they rely on you.
You know, Aaron, when you look at the 49ers, obviously you know what they bring to it from a defensive standpoint. They are loaded, especially up front. So as you watch film of them, what is your biggest concern about going up against their defense?
They just swarm to the ball, all 11 of them. Like you said, they have a good defensive front, but, I mean, they have good linebackers as well, and they have some good DBs. They all swarm to the ball. They're good at taking away the ball. So we just have to be on our game.
So what's the mindset like when you're going to a hostile environment like that and, you know, it's literally 53 against whatever the number is, 75,000? It's one of 53. What's the mindset you carry in when you've got a challenge like that? What's that feel like?
I mean, it's just us. It's look around the locker room. We don't need anything more than what we have here. We got all the tools. We got all the weapons. We don't need anybody else. Like I'm saying, like any fans, we can do this by ourselves, and we'll have our fans there the next week.
Talking to Aaron Jones. Now, you've got some support, though. The Packers website has got this great story on your family and the fact that your parents do not miss a game. When you and I caught up at the Super Bowl last year on Radio Row, your twin brother Alvin and your parents were there as well. I thought it was awesome. What's it feel like to know that you've got that level of support from your fam all the time?
It's a blessing. It means the world to me just to know I can sit up in the stands and see where they're sitting. This has been something I've been doing ever since I was little. My dad actually used to coach me, but as I got older in high school, college, I would always know where they were sitting, whether it be football, basketball, running track. I always know where they were, so I could just find them. And I, being able to still do that, I feel like I'm at home. I mean, when you're on the road, I'm getting to go to dinner with my parents every Saturday night, so it feels like you're at home even on an away game because you have your family there. So it's honestly a blessing to be able to have them there every game, and I love it.
Talking to Aaron Jones for a few more moments. I've got to ask you another thing or two about the family, because back in the preseason, when you guys played the Ravens, that meant that you were going up against Alvin. From the outside, it feels like the stuff of dreams, you know, the kind of thing that you talk about as kids when you're in the backyard. So what was it like to be back on the same field together again, but to do it at the NFL level?
Special, very, very special. Like you said, it's something you sit in the backyard as a kid and talk about. And we did that many times, many a nights, many a days, rain, sunshine, whatever. And we never stopped working until we got what we wanted. And then even then we're continuing to work. But it's just a blessing, and it's crazy to see like everything we talked about as little kids come to life.
Talking to Aaron Jones. So let me ask you about your dad before you go. Like, one of the things that Alvin Sr. says is, quote, "I always look in his eyes and I say, I want to see that look, that hungry look," end quote. When did that first start, and what's it like to have that kind of bond and connection with your dad?
I mean, our bond we have is something special. I mean, my dad's been doing it for a while, but I can't really put an exact time frame on it, but it's been for a while. And my dad can just look in somebody's eyes and tell if they're ready or not. I mean, he was in the Army. He's been over to war and stuff, and he's been in charge of over 300-plus soldiers. So he can look into your eyes and see if you're ready, if you, like, sense fear, all of that. And so, I don't know. My dad, he's mentally tough. He's taught me everything I know, so I'm blessed to have him in my life.
That's awesome. That really is. All right, so last thought, Aaron. We talked briefly about the Niners' defense. As you go into this game, what in your mind is the biggest key to you and the Packers having success come Sunday?
Taking care of the ball, I'd say number one, and being physical, be number two, and making contested plays.
He is a running back for the Green Bay Packers. Had a huge game in that win over Seattle, and as big a reason as anybody for them being where they are right now. Rushed for over 1,000 yards. Green Bay at San Francisco. Aaron, I mean this sincerely. I know we're close to a game, so I really appreciate you making time to come back on the show right before a big game. Thanks so much for doing that.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Aaron, me too. I appreciate you, and I appreciate it. And I do not take that lightly. You get a star running back like that before an NFC title game, that's big. So my thanks to Aaron Jones. My thanks to the Green Bay Packers for making that happen. And Packer fan, you got some karma right before the game.